Side 12, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 373. On consideration for the musicers, he ought to have done it. Pass out your cheeks, why don't you? Penalty, please. There you'll know how Warder barded the bullhead that passed our alley. We just are upside down singing whatever the Dimkins mummer a la lilty she pulls in her outheads. This is not the end of this, by no manners means. When you've bled till your bone it crops out in your flesh, to tell how your mead of mard is made of. All old Dadgerson's dodges one conning one's copying, and that's what Wonderland's wonderlad'll flaunt to the fair. A tranced unboy's script with titty bits by. Ahem. You'll read it tomorrow, marn, when the curd's on the table. A nig for a nog and a thrate for a throat. The auditor learns, still pumping on Torkenwhite Radlump's links. In preplays to an anime's left-hinted palinode, obviously in spiderwebbed by a subspecies connection. Note the notes of admiration. See the signs of suspicion. Count the hemi-semi-demi-colons. Scream our caps and invented gommas. Quite punt lost, forced to fart. The pipette will say anything at all for a change. And you know what a glove means in the murderous duoluct. Fewer to feud and rampant caloticism. A fugle for the gleemen and save sit and sew. And the pants outsizened on the Doherty's duckboard pointing to peace at home. In sum, law and order on love in order. Wait till we hear the boy of Biscop reeling around your postural lector. Epistle made homology for deep Dorfy doubtlings. As we lay till break of day in the bunk of Bastio. Our island, Rome and duty. Well tried, Buckstiff. Bat in, boot. Sell him a breach contact, the venderer, the by-lawyer. One hide, sack, hick. Two stick holes, lucky. Finish, make gold. First you were nomad, next you were Neymar, now you're Numa, and it's soon you'll be Nomon. Hence, counsels ecclesiast, there's every resumption. The forging offals is on the shove to lay you out dossier. Darby's in the yard, planning it on you, plot and edgings. The whispering peeler after cooks wearing an information. The find of his kind, an artist, sir, and dirt cheap at a sovereign scull. He knows his Finsbury follies backwards, so you batter see to your regent reputation. A scary wind is rifing again about nice boys going native. You know who was wrote about in the Orange Book of S. Chapel? Basil and the two other men from King's Avenance. Just press this cold brand against your brow for a mo. Painfully. The sinus, the curse. That's it. Hong Chong Eggly fella now speak he tell numpty wumpty topsoys belong a him pigeon. Secret things other persons placed there covered not. How you fell from story to story like a sagazan to lie. Enfilmung infirmity. On the because alleging to having a finger of footing in pudding and pie. And here's the witnesses. Glue onto him greavy. Bottom anchor Nordis. And kick-kick-killy-kick for the house that Duke built. Wait till they send you to sleep, scalpow, by juror's crucis. Then old Hunfie Dunfie Ville'll be blasted to bumboards by the youthful herald who would once you were. He'd be our chosen one in the matter of Britters more than an Arthur. But we'll wake and see. The whole's poor's riches of ours, hundreds of manhoods and womanhoods. 2 cents. 2 mills and 2 mirrors. And it's all us rangers you'll be facing in the box before the 12th correctional, like one mangle. Between all the Mrs. Mount Sackvilles in their half-moon hemicycles, gasping to giddies to die for the shame. Just hold hard till the one we left out gets her gearing. Hired in cameras, extra, with his honor Sir Packer on the binge. So yelp your guilt and kits the buck. You'll have lots of fame from Wimmy Games, fake. Forwards! One bully son growing the goff and his twinger, read out by the Nazi priors. You fought as how they'd never waxen up, did you, Crockett? It will weck a your ears, that it will. When hives the court to exchequer, 'tis the child which gives the sire away. Good for you, Richmond Rover. Scrum around, our side. Let him have another between the spindlers. A grand game. Daily mounts decisive. Don Gouverneur Buckley's in the Tara Tribune, sporting the insides of a Russian general, and little Mrs. X. Scarer Sissers is bribing the half-prices to pray for her widower and his gravest embezzlement. You and her, Hosey Jigses, that'll be some non-stop merriment. You and your stolen mason Anvil Magnus, and her borrowed in Burkness circus clothes. Fumba Cummel, with the granny unveiled, playing down the slavey touch. Much as she was when the fancy cutter out collecting milestones espied her a seesaw on a fern. So, Nim, he said, a dat of you. Between Furry Ben and Fairy Bree, in this tier Viklovich he lo. The smiling ever, if you pulls me over, pay me price. A tailor would adapt his caulking trudgers unto any shape at sea. A dress deceitful of woven's weird, the wonder of the women of the world together, Moya, and the loveablest Lima since Inyan McCormick, McCourt, McConnell, Puckins, McCundred. Only but she is a little width wider got. Be moving a bog. You cannot make a limousine lady out of a hillman minx. Listen till you'll hear the mudquirt accent. This is a Belgian horses. This is Wallen indulgences. This is a Flemish. Tick. Scapulars, beads, and a stump of a candle. Hubert was a hunter, Chemin de la Croise. And Roserette's egg, all the trimmings off the tree that she picked up after the Clontarf water loosed, when O'Brien MacBruiser bet Norris Knobnut be cracking his coconut between his knees. Thump, here, innkeeper, it's the Dotreen's wedness morn. Delphin ringing, Grusham undergang, and the real Hemernians stringing strong at knocker knocker. Holy and mass all told. You ought to take a dose of fruit. Jick, sauce. You're getting hoovier, a 12-stone hoovier. Full ends a 12-stone hoovier in your corpus entis, and it scurves you right, damn ye. And as unclish ams they make oom. But nichtia, you bound not to loose as gone on Neffin since she clapped her charmer on him at Gormagareen. At the gunting, munting, hunting, punting. The itch is in her blood, Ara, for a frecklesome, fresh-cheeky, sweet-worded lip-squeezer. And he shows how he'll pick in the lock of her fancy. Pogue, 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 and a good jump powell clean over all their heads. We could kiss him for that one, couldn't we, Huggins? Sparks is the footer to Hans off Nancy's. Scald head pursue, before you bunkle-doodle down upon your birchen top again after them three blows from time, drink, and hurry. The same three that nursed you. Scary bad balls and the grey one. All of your own club, too. With a fistful of burry berries were for the masses for to feed you living and dying. Buy bran biscuits, and you'll never say dog, and be in the finest of company. Moriarty, a knife rope walker, and Rowley the barrel, with longbow of the lie, slick of the trick, and Blenner Castle of the brogue. Plan Rockard forever. The fen, the kin of all fens. Deaf to the winds when for Croona Creena. Fished. And it's not now saying how we are, where who's softing what rushes. Merry virgin for bet. But of they never eat soul, Frieda, they're eating it now. With Easter greeting. Angus, Angus, Angus. The keykeeper of the keys of the seven doors of the Dreamadori in the house of the household of Hickey Say saith. Whitmore? What more? Give it over. Give it up. Magraw, head of a helo, chest of champignon, eye of a gull. What you'd if he'd. The groom is in the greenhouse, gatling out his gun. That lad's the style for. Lanigan's ball. Now, a drive on the navel. The Shelburne shock. Never mind your gibbous. Slip on your rope and collar and draw the noose bag on your head. Nobody will know or heed you, Posthumus, if you skip round Schley Martin by the back and come front slew motoring to beg in one of the shaver sailor suits. Three climbs, three quick and threes in the garb of nine. We'll split to see you mold them impervious. A wing for old boy Wellesley Wanderer. Well, spat witty wagtail. No, pion to Bishop's Fort. Move. There's mumblesome wadding march cranking up to the hornimonium. Drog us out, ivy eve in the hall of alum. The finnesses of poetry wed music. Feeling the jitters? You'll be as tight as trivet when the knot's knotted on. Now's your never. Pina and Queena are duetting a giggle for gaggle, and the bridie in Alana is lost in her dear mind waiting. What a magnificent gesture you will show us this gallus day. Clean and easy be the hooker, and a free for croaks after. Dublin are out for it, so is Rathfinn. And hike, here's the hearse and four horses, with the interprovincial crucifixioners throwing lots inside to know who's to be their gossin, and whereas to break the news to Morhor. How our mitred builder his fallen aslip, and who will wager but he'll shonny boy be, the flesh lump fleeter from Posh to Penga, and all he bears subconscious inkling shadowed on soul skin. It's Segner yours, the strake of a hint. Nup, laying the cloth to four of them, and thanking the fish in core of them, to pass the grace for God's sake. Amon, Mr. Justician Matthews, and Mr. Justician Marks, and Mr. Justician Luke DeLuke, and Mr. Justinian Johnston Johnson, and the ass cart see behind. Help, help, hooray! All sup, four ghouls to nail. Cut it down, mates, look slippy. They've got a date with the swimming pool. Dang, ding, dong, dong. Dinin. Isn't it great? He is swaying above us for his good and ours. Fly your balloons, Dannys and Dennises. His doorknob's dead, and Annie DeLapp is free. Once more. We could ate you, Parbuccus, and imbabe through you, reassuranced in the wild lack of godliness. One fledge, one brood, till holm comes ever de birdie. Ha, the throw man, ha, the trader, ha, the truck. Arashur, he's the manorch of Araland, over since he hoard his name in the thunder. And seen it run up, infuse fire essence on the flash market. Piarsi Aralai Roiloi, of the Roll Orish Ratillery. The Ludening Blue Border Electrical Drown Conductor. The unnamed non-Irish blooder that becomes a Green Islander overnight. But we're molting superstituates out of his false Thornton guts. Tried Mark Easterlings. Sign, Soiderich O'Connock Ricks. Adverst Ord, Magd Morcan Covenhow. There's a great conversion, men. Cuckoos, find his coscos. From Moto Methusalem, through Bully and Cowley and Diggery Diggery Dock down to business as usual. He's alight there still, by Mike. Lucifer, bung. Bring forth your deed, bang. Till is the right time, bang. Partick Thistle Agans and Megans versus Bristol Palace Agus the Walsall. Putch. Time or mortis, tis turbad day. The plague will be soon over, rats. Let's in. Get on't. All we want is to get peace for possession. We didn't understand why you so sad about 13 to a loafin, sir, kindly repeat. Or leadenous alones of your lung gorge, personifier propound of our edelweissed idlewarts. Shaw and Shay are learning absent, so hurgle up, grandfather, and gurgle me gurk. You can't impose on fray shouters like us. Every tub here spucks his own fat. Hang coercion everyhow, and smother mock Graham's laws. But we're a-dripping through Gaeleague all at once. In the beginning is the void. In the muddle is the sound dance, and therein after you're in the unbewised again, von Volsi Volsi. You talk a Dunska's brogue, men, we our soul's speech obstruct hostery. Silence in thought, spritch, wear an artful of outer no sense. Popo, wow wow, mo merry twelfth, no abroad. That was a good one, ha? Huh? So it will be quite a material what may, father, be enveloped for you, old mighty, when it's ape to Fowladelphian in the morning. Aha! Talk of Paddy Bark's echo. Kick knock knock castle. Muck. and you'll nose it. Oh, you'll nose it without warn ward from we. We don't know the sender to whom, but you'll find Chiggin Chuggers taking the treacly shortcake with Bugle and the bitch pairs a-drawsing and horse mare's procession tighting up under the trees. Stop. Press stop. To press stop. All to press stop. And be the same talking whereabouts hose dances. That sure is celebrated word. Bing bong. Sack saluta for congestors a solder spray. Snap it up in the loose. Patch you the blank. Anyone can see you're the son of a gunnel. Follow him up to Carlo. Woes to the worm quashed, aye, and war to the winner. Think of Arian's wall and the fall of Toss. Give him another for to volley holly doodle him. His light's not all out yet, the liver pooser. Boo hoo hoo it oos. With seven whores always in the home of his thinking things, his nod's little dome of his nice little sauce. Two Idas, two Evas, two Nessies, and Ruby Juby. Fook. No wonder, pipes as curls, that he stinks like a Rheinbock. One bed night, he had the delirium that they were all queens mobbing him. Fell stiff. Oh, I bet he gate yourself. It just gags our goad. He'd be the death of us, Papa Pop-up Cuddle, Sam Blind Day Rodder. You sword faith, you wall putty o' rother. What we waits be after? Why for we come a-gooding? None of you, cock icy. You keep that hen a-yearn and her 40-cantle glim look behind her. We might do with rubbin' Elises. But of all your wanings, send us out your peppy-decked ales, and you'll not be such a bad lot. The rye is well for who's a-mind, but the wheatney one is proper lovely. Bank! We sincerely trust that Mrs. with the kiddies of sweet Gorteen has not bink to their very least tittles deranged even bonk, and we graciously augur for your meggers a bank, bank, bonk to sloop in with all sorts of adceterus and adsaturus. It's our last fight, Megantic, fear you will. The refugees took to hailing to time the past. There goes the Blackwatch women all in white, flaxed up per gat. Right to Armitage, Tem for tam at Timothy Hall. We're being carried away, beyond bourns and bowers. So we'll leave it to Kehoe, Donnelly, and Pikemheim, the three muskrat ears at the end of this age that had it from Varian's Katie Sherrett, that had it from Varian's Katie Sherrett's man, for the Boniface is a blush white and blush red of the Aquasancta Liffey Patrol to wind up and to tells of all befells after that to mocked majesty in the Malincurd mansion. So you were saying, boys? Anyhow, he what? So anyhow, me lumps and mumpos of the Hooson Commons, after that, to wind up that long-to-be-chronicled get-together thanks-bitter-giving day at Glenfinnish-Gen Laval, the anniversary of his fanced homey communion, after that same barbecue bean feast was all over, poor old hospitable corn and egg factor, King Roderick O'Connor, the paramount chief polemarch and the last pre-electric king of Ireland, who was anything you say yourself between 50-odd and 50-even years of age at the time, after the so-called Last Supper he greatly gave in his umbrageous House of the 100 Bottles, with the radio beamer tower and its hangars, chimneys or equilines, or at least, he wasn't actually the then-last king of all Ireland, for the time being, for the jolly good reason that he was still, such as he was, the eminent king of all Ireland himself, after the last preeminent king of all Ireland. The whilom jokey old top that went before him in the Tarran dynasty, King Arth MacMorrow Coffinoff, of the leathered legends, now of parts unknown, God guard his generous comic songbook soul, but put a poached fowl in the poor man's pot before he took to his palliass with the weeping eczema for better and worse until he went under the grass quilt on it. Nevertheless, the year the sugar was scarce, and we to lather and shave and frizzle him like a bald surging boy, and himself down to 3 cows that was meat and drink and dogs and washing to him. 'Tis good cause we have to remember it, going through summer sulterings of snow and sleet, with the widow Nolan's goats and the Brown's girls neat. Anyhow, wait till I tell you. What did he do? Poor old Roderick O'Connor Rex, the auspicious waterproof monarch of all Ireland, when he found himself all alone by himself in his grand old hand-me-down pile, after all of them had all gone off with themselves to their castles of mud as best they could on foot back, owing to the leak of the McCarthy's mare, in extended order, a tree's length from the longest way out, down the switchbackward slither of the landzone route of Horburnia's liveliest vintage on the brain, the unimportant Portalonians with the mouldy Firbolgs and the 200 Annangoogs and the Ramblers from Clane and all the rest of the not-muchers that he did not care the royal spit out of his ostensible mouth about. Well, what do you think he did, sir, but fix? He just went heel-tapping through the wine spilts and weevily popcorks that were knee-deep round his own right royal round rollicking toper's table, with his old Roderick random pull-on hat at a lanty-leary cant on him, and Mike Brady's shirt and Green's linnet collarbow, and his Genta's gaunts and his Macclesfield swash, and his ready-made Riley's, and his pan-prestiberian poncho, the body you'd pity him. The way the world is, poor he, the heart of Midleinster and the supereminent lord of them all, overwhelmed as he was with black ruin like a sponge out of water, allocutioning in bel cantos to his own Oliverian society, McGiney's Greens of Ergan Adams, and throoming through all to himself with diversed tongues through his old tears and his old plays drawl, starkened by the most regal of belches, like a blurny Cashelmar crooner, that lurking Clare air, the blackbird's ballad, I've a terrible, terrible lot to do, to die, to do, to terrible day. Well, what did he go and do at all, his most exuberant majesty King Roderick O'Connor, but Araby damn, but he finalized by lowering his woolly throat with the wonderful midnight thirst was on him, as keen as mustard. He could not tell what he did ail, that bothered he was from head to tail, and wish a wish a wish, leave it, what the Irish boys can do, if he didn't go sliggy magluro reamy round and suck up sure enough like a Trojan, in some particular cases with the assistance of his venerated tongue, whatever surplus rot gut, sorra much, was left by the lazy lousers of malt knights and beer churls, in the different bottoms of the various different replenquished drinking utensils left there behind them on the premises by that whole hogs-headed firkin family, the departed honourable home-goers and other sly-grogging suburbanites, such as it was, fall and fall about, to the brandishing of his charmed life, as toastified by his cheery ubicundances, no matter whether it was Chateau-bottled Guinnesses, or Phoenix Brewery Stout it was, or John Jameson and Sons, or Rube Coca-Cola, or, for the matter of that, O'Connell's famous old Dublin ale that he wanted like hell, more that halibut oil or Jesuit's tea is a fallback of several different quantities and qualities amounting in all to, I should say, considerably more than the better part of a gill or naggin of imperial dry and liquid measure, till welcome be from us here, till the rising of the morn, till that hen of Cavan's shows her beak and egg, and Chapwell's windows stain our hoary history cold, and Father McMichael stamps for 8 o'clock mess, and the Lithian newest latter is seen, sold and delivered and all set for restart after the silence, like his ancestors to this day after him, that the blazings of their old mouldy gods may attend to them, we pray. Over opposite the cowrie lad in the corner, and forninst the star gaze of the Catherine candle, that adornment of his album and folk and father of familians, he came a crash-a-cropper sort of a sate on a commendation, and the very boxed in all his compass, whereupon be home the four for cove and trawlers, heave, horn, leave, lone, larries on the folks, and form a queue a baller at the wheel, one to do and one to dare, par by par a peerless pair, ever here and over there, with his fal-the-dee al-the-do on the floor of his feet, and the fields of the fumes in the wakes of his ears, our wine-man from Barley home, he just slumped to throne. So sailed the stout ship Nancy Hand, from Liff away, for Natanlander, as who has come returned. Farewell, fair Earn. Good bark, goodbye. Now, follow we out by Starlow. 3 quarks for Muster Mark. Sure, he hasn't got much of a bark, and sure any he has, it's all beside the mark. But old Wren Eagle Almighty, wouldn't un be a sky of a lark to see that old buzzard whooping about for un shirt in the dark, and he hunting round for un speckled trousers around by Palmerston Park. Ho, 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 Malty Mark, you're the rummest old rooster ever flopped out of a Noah's Ark. And you think you're cock of the wark? Fowls up, Christie's the spry young spark that'll treader and wetter and better and redder without ever winking the tail of a feather. And that's how that chap's going to make his money and mark. Over Hovid, shrill glee screaming, that song sang sea swan, the winging one. Sea hawk, seagull, curlew and plover, kestrel and capercaillie. All the birds of the sea, they trolled out right bold when they smacked the big cuss of trust and with us old. And there they were, too, when it was dark, whilst the wild caps were circling as slow their ship, the winds as light, upborne the fate, the Wardours moved, by courtesy of Mr. Doe below, down below came Poor Sally, listening in as hard as they could, in Doubledorf, the donker, by the tourney old of the waterfalls, with their vauxhans, and they came in so hat a jockey, only a quarter buck a skull for the last act, to the solans and the sycamores and the wild geese and the gannets and the migratories and the missile thrushes and the auspices and all the birds of the Rugby Sucker Associational Sea, all four of them, all sighing and sobbing and listening. Moikle hoikling. They were the big four, the four master waves of Erin, all listening for. There was old Matt Gregory, and then besides old Matt, there was old Marcus Lyon, the four waves, and oftentimes they used to be saying grace together, right enough, Boss Navaja, in Miracle Square. Here now we are, the four of us, old Matt Gregory and old Marcus and old Luke Tarpey, the four of us, and sure, thank God, there are no more of us. And sure now, you wouldn't go and forget and leave out the other fellow and old Johnny McDougal. The four of us, and no more of us. And so now, pass the fish for Christ's sake. Amen. The way they used to be saying their grace before fish, repeating itself after the interims of Augustburgh for Auld Lang Syne. And so there they were, with their palms in their hands, like the pulchrum's procles, spraining their ears, loosening and listening to the oceans of kissing, with their eyes glistening, all the four, when he was kiddling and cuddling and bunny-hugging scrumptious as Colleen Bourne and Dinkum Bell and Oscar sister, on the 15-inch love-seat, behind the chieftainess stewardess's cabin, the hero of Gaelic champion, the onliest one of her choice, her blow ideal of a girl's friend, neither big ugly nor small nice, meaning pretty much everything to her then, with his sinister dexterity, light and roofed handling, visum versum her rag bags et associations, fore and aft, on and off sides, the brew-burnt six-footer, handsome and huntsome, that was palpably wrong and bulbably improper, and cuddling her and kissing her, tutti fait charmant. In her ensemble of maid and a blue, with an overdress of net tickled with goldies, Isola Misola, and wisping and lisping her about three Solanesans, how one was whips for one was two, and two was lips for one was three, and dissimulating themselves with his pogue, like Arana Pogue, the dear, dear annual, they all four remembered, who made the world, and how they used to be at that time in the vulgar ear, cuddling and kiddling her after an oyster supper in Cullen's barn, from under her missile thrush, and kissing and listening in the good old bygone days of Dion Boucicault the elder in Arana Pogue, in the other world of the passing of the key of Two Tongue Common, with Nush, the carrier of the word, and with Mesh, the cutter of the reed, in one of the far back pitch-black centuries, when who made the world, when they knew O'Cleary, the man on the door, when they were all four collegians on the nod, near the Nodderlands nursery, white boys and oak boys, peep of Tim boys and piping Tom boys, raising hell while the sin was shining, with their slates and satchels, playing Florian's fables and communic suctions and velica frictions with Mixon members in the Queen's Altonian colleges, along with another fellow, a prime number, Tocious Quotius, and paying a pot of tributes to Boris O'Brien, the butler of Clump Thump, two loaves, two turnovers, plus one crown, to see the mad Dane ating his vitals. Wolf, wolf! and throwing his tongue in the snake pit. Aho, the ladies have mercy. It brought the dear prehistoric scenes all back again as fresh as of yore. Matt and Marcus, natural-born lovers of nature, in all her moves and senses. And after that, now there he was, that mouth of mandibles, vowed to pure beauty and his Aranapogue, when she murmurously, after she let a cough, gave her firm order if he wouldn't, please mind, for a sings to one, hope a dozen at the best, favourite lyrical national blooms in love illicit, though not too much, reflecting on the situation, drinking in draughts of purest air serene, and revelling in the great outdoors, before the four of them, in the fair fine night, whilst the stars shine bright, by she light of he moon, we long to be spoon, before her honey or loom, the plaint effect being in point of fact, there being in the whole, a situation so shocking and scandalous, and now, thank God, there were no more of them, and he, poging and poging, like the mariner, bowed his crusted hoard, and Tilly the Tailor's tug to tar in the Arctic News's Dag's Dog's number, and there they were, like a four masters in the rolls, listening to Rolando's deep and darblin' ossian roll. Lady, it was just too gorgeous, that expense of a lovely tint, embellished by the charms of art, and very well conducted and nicely mannered, and all the horrid, ruddy noises locked up in nasty cubbyhole. As tired as they were, the three jolly topers, with their mouths watering, all the four, the old connubial men of the sea, yambing around with their old pantometer, in doxolopics, Luke and Johnny MacDougall, and all wishing for anything at all of the bygone times, the wild times and the foul times, and the empty times and the dempty times, for a cup of kindness yet, for four far-back tumblerfuls of woman's squash, with them, all four, listening and spraining their ears for the millennium and all their mouths making water. Johnny. Ah, well, sure, that's the way. Up. And it so happened there was poor Matt Gregory. Up. Their pater familias. And up. The others are now really. And up, truly, there were four dear old he-ladies. And really they looked awfully pretty and so nice and respectable. And after that they had their fathom glasses to find out all the fathoms, and their half a tall hat, just now like the old Marquis of Powerscough, the old determined despot, quiescence in Braga, only for the extrusion of the salt water, or the auctioneer their dormant in front of the place near O'Clery's, at the Darkumound number 1, beside that ancient Dane Street, where the statue of Mrs. Dana O'Connell, prostituent behind the Trinity College, that arranges all the auctions of the valuable colleges, Booters Bay sisters, like the auctioneer Battersby sisters, the promiscuous creators, that sells all the emancipated statues and flower sports, James H. Tickle, the J.P. off Hoggin Green, after he made the centuries, going to the Tailturn Horse Show, before the Angler Nomads flood, along with another fellow, active impulsive, and the Shoe Blacks, and the Red Shanks, and Plebeians, and the Barrancos, and the Carpenter's Children, Jewels, everyone got a poxy, with the hawkers on them, high-stepping the fissure and fracture lines, 7-5-3s up, 3-5-7s down, to get out of his way, on as muck as their withers conditions could not possibly have been improved upon. Praisers be to DCC, like hopalopa cattles, irrumping around their judgety yamen, and all the tercentary horses and priest-hunters from the Corra, and confusionaries, and the authorities, Nord-Americans and Sud-African cattle raiders, so they say, all over like a tiaro dol fuoco in his grey half-a-tall hat and his amber necklace and his crimson harness and his leathern jib and his cheap shine hair shirt and his scotobrit sash and his parapelagian gallow glasses. How do you do, J.P. Elevato, to find out all the improper colleges? And how do you do, Mr. Dame James? Get out of my way. Fork-bearded and blue-toothed and bellied and boneless, from Strathliff and Aylesburg and Northumberland Anglesey, the whole Yahoo dirt sweepstakings and all the horse powers. But now, talking of Hayes Danners and walkingology, and how our seaborne isle came into existence, the expluter, his three andesiters, and the two pantellarias, that reminds me about the manosteriums of the poor Marcus of Lyons and poor Johnny, the patrician, And what do you think of the four of us? And there they were now, listening right enough, the four saltwater widowers, and all they could remember, long, long ago in the olden times, Momonian, thro' darker our sorrows, the princess' day, when fair Margaret waited sweet Willem, and Lally in the rain, with the blank prince now extinct, after the reek of Warman's Noah, the Barmaysides, when my heart knew no care, and after that, then there was the official landing of Lady Jail's casemate, in the year of the flood, 1132 S.O.S., and the christening of Queen Baltersby, the fourth Buzzersby, according to Her Grace the Bishop Senior, off the White Ship. And then there was the drowning of Pharaoh and all his pedestrians, and they were all completely drowned in the sea, the Red Sea, and then poor Merkin Corningham, the official out of the castle on pension, when he was completely drowned off Erin Isles, at that time, sure knows, in the Red Sea and a lovely morning paper, and thank God, as Salmon said, there were no more of him. And that now was how it was. The Arthurian deeps o'er his humbo-dumbone sweeps, and as Widdy the Giddy is wreathing her memoirs as her grace's tribute to the grocery trader's mantle. Mind Manned Gunfrey by Gladys Rayburn. Round Tables Reincorporated. The New World Presses, where the old conch crews now croons the young. Exeunk throw a darras, cram a clone rock, ye gink guy, kirked into yard. Enterest at a wonder weapon, Luftcat Revol, fair escapading in his natsert. Tuesday tumbles, and mild Aunt Liza is as loose as her niece. Full fest with him, embrace behent, as gent would deem uncontinent. So mulked per wench is Elska Ward, ne hath his trysting, Finn. Like the Newcasters in their old pliable of Orion devours, Jezophony and Mirilovis and Nippy she nets best, Fing, aye, aye, Sabos. And so he was, Sabus. Marcus. And after that, not forgetting, there was the Flemish Armada, all scattered and all officially drowned there and then on a lovely morning after the universal flood at about 1132, was it? Off the coast of Cominghome, and St. Patrick the Anabaptist, and St. Kevin the Lacustrian, with too much of tolls and lottens of beggars, after converting Porter Scout and Donner, our first Marens, and Napoleon the Equestrian, on his white horse of Hanover, rising clunkthurf over Cabinhogan, and all they remembered. And then there was the Frankish flute of Noah's Daubers from Hidalgoland, round about the freebutter year of Notre Dame, 1132 PPO or so, disumbunking from under Motham General Bonabosh, new poopery, in his half a grey traditional hat, all of voila come a la villa. And after that, there he was, so terrestrial, like a nail scissor, poking her scandalous and very wrong, the maid, in single combat under the sycamores, amid the blutterings from the boom and all the gallows birds in Aranapogue, so Silvestrius, near the Queen's Colleges in 1132 Bryan or Bride Street, behind the Century Man on the door. And then again, they used to give the grandest, glorious, panquost, universal, howl-mouther Hibbert lectures of anarchsequy out of Doc's Arcology. Hello, Hibernia. From sea to sea, Matt speaking, according to the picture's postcard from Saxon Grammaticals in the Latimer Roman history, of Latimer repeating himself, from the viceroy of Lord Hugh, the Lacy Tinnant, till Buckley shuts the Rajan Garachnal and Regnum Rockery Roundup, Marcus Lyon speaking, to the oceanfuls of collegians green and high classes and the poor scholars and all the old Trinitarian senate and saints and sages and the Plymouth brethren droning along, Peenzanzangan, and nodding and sleeping away there like forget-me-nots in her obedient service round their 12 tables per Pioja at Pulcha Boyas in the four Trinity colleges for earn as you learning ere and grow back of Ulster, Munster, Leinster and Cannot. The four grandest colleges suffered the matter of Erin, of kill or cure and kill them all and kill each other and kill Kelly on the floor, where their role was to rule the round roll that Rollo and Rollo rolled round. Those were the grandest gynecology histories. Lucas calling, hold the line. in the Janes, Danes, Lady Anders Daughter Universary, for old acquaintance sake, this Unitarian lady, breathtaking beauty, Bam Bam's bonniest, lived to a great age at or in or about the late number 1132 or number 1169, bis Fitzmary Round, where she was seen by many and widely liked for teaching the Fatima woman history of Fatimilia Familias, repeating herself, on which purposeth of the spirit of nature, as definely developed in time by Sada Tefalami, the past and present. Johnny McDougall speaking, give me trunks, miss. And present and absent and past and present and perfect, armar virumque Romano. Ah, dear, oh dear. Oh, weep for the hour when evil Eve's bower. How it did but all come eddaying back to them, if they did but get gaze, gagagnagnan. To hear him there, hiddling and cuddling her, after the gouty old Galahad, with his peer of Quinifears and his troad of Thurston so nefarious, from his elevation of 1 yard, 132 lines, before the four of us, in his Roman Catholic arms, while his deep-sea peepers gazed and sazed and daze-craze-mazed upon her dullock-bloon rod-oling Oloshin iron bowls by the Cornelius Nepos, Nepos, anumque, umque, napu. Que? Quos? Ah, dear, oh dear, oh dear. Bows and braces brithe when gooses gandered gammon. Mahazarag dod. It was so scalding sorry for all the whole twice two four of us with their familiar making the totin. And Lally, when he lost part of his half a hat and all belongings to him in his old futile manner, cape, trowel and drawbreeches, and repeating himself and telling him now, for the sake of Sender's newsletters and the massacre of St. Bryce's, to forget the past when the burglar he shoved the wretch in churner oil, and contradicting all about Lally, the ballast master of Gosterstown, and his old fellow, the Laganer, in the Loch Lane lighthouse, earing his wick with a pierce of railing, and ligging hick with his ladder up, and that old time-turner and his Saturday early cloudsing, the old crony on his skelly, with the leather belly full of nelts, full of kelts, full of lightweight belts, and all the bald rakes or ever he had up in the boreen off Artsy Cheeks Road with Moles and Mamola Molarty, the man in the Oran Mosque, and the old folks at home, and Dignan and the Pole and the Grand Confariation, as per the Cabanger's richest store of the filest archives, and he couldn't stop laughing over Tom Tim Tarpy, the Welshman, and the four middle-aged widowers, all nangles, sangles, angles, and wangles. And now that reminds me, not to forget the four of the Welsh waves, leaping, laughing in their lumbag walk, over old Battleshore and the Adelconch in their half-a-Roman hat, with an ancient Greek gloss on it, in Chichester College auction, and, thank God, they were all summarily divorced 4 years before, or so they say, by their dear poor she-husbands, in dear byword days, and never brought to mind to see no more the rainwater on the floor, but still they parted, raining water laughing, per nupita privius, only terpere, on the best of terms, and be ye forgot, whilk was plainly foretok by their old pilgrim cockle song, or they were singing through the wettest indies, as I was going to bury me carrot, we fell in with a lout by the name of Peebles, as also in another place, by their orthodox proverb, so there was said thus, that old fellow knows milk, though he's not used to it latterly. And so they parted, in document number 2. Aye, aye, the good go and the wicked is left over. As evil flows, so evil flows. Aye, aye. Ah, well, sure, that's the way. As the holy maid of Connacht said to the hairy man of Coombe, for his humble position in advices, woman, squash, part. Aye, aye, by decree absolute. Lucas, and oh, so well they could remember at that time, when Capri of the Gould Finns was in the kingship of Poolland, Mrs. Dowager Justice Squelchman, four sitter, in her full-bottom wig and beard, Erminia Regina, in or a ring or around about the year of By and Disgrace, 1132 or 1169 or 1768, YWCA, at the married male family man's auctioneer's court in Aranacuddle. Poor Johnny of the clan of the Dougals, the poor Scotsman, Poor Hannes, nothing if not amorous dinner forget, so frightened, sweep, sweep, on account of her full bottom, undullable attraxity, that put the Earl of Mercies on him, and the four masters in cores with the hing behang them, because he was so slow to borstle her scorn for her, when he was grooming her ladyship, instead of back-scratching her mater familias proper, like any old Methodist, and all divorced and in a sense interdict, in the middle of the temple according to their dear faithful. And now it was too bad and stout entirely, all the misoccurs. And poor Mark, or Marcus Bowencoat, from the Brown's Barrow in Nolan's land, the poor old chronometer, all persecuted with Ally Croker by everybody, by decree absolute, through Heronzilda, because he forgot himself, making wind and water, and made a Neptune's mess of all of himself, sculling over the Gyman's courseway, and because he forgot to remember to sign an old morning proxy paper, a writing in request to her suit herself, on stamped Brononolium from Romeo to Juliet, before saying his grace before fish, and then and there, and too, there was poor Dion Cassius Pusicomb, all drowned too, before the world and her husband, because it was most improper and most wrong when he attempted to... Well, he was shocking poor in his health, he said, with the shingles falling off him, because he... Ah, well, now, peace is Peter Wedmore, and let not the song go dumb upon your ire, as we say in the spasms of Davies, and we won't be too hard on him as an old Manx Presbyterian. And after that, as red as a ross is, he made his last will and went to confession, like the general of the Barclayites, at the rim of the Rhum, on his two bare marrow bones, to her worship his mother and sister evangelist Swaney, on Caelkenan Widnight. And he was so sorry, he was really, because he left the booty button in the hansom cab, and now, tell the truth, on friends never, she was his first Mrs. Dodges, and it was a very pretty peltry, and there were faults on both sides. Well, he attempted, or so they say. And now, forget and forgive, don't we all? And sure, he was only funning with his Andrew Martins and his old age coming over him. Well, he attempted, or the conarchy, he was tempted to attempt some Hunnish familiarities after eating a bad carp in the rude ocean, and heaven to know, sure, he was dead seasick abed. It was really too bad. For poor old divorced male in the house pays for the dying at the martyr Mrs. Macaulay's, where at the time he was taying and toying to hold the nurse tendered hand. Ah, the poor old coax, and count the buttons and her hand, and frown on a bad crab, and doying to remember what dude they were Bjorn, and who made a hoo a snore. Ah, dear, oh dear, oh dear. And where do you leave Matt Emeritus, the lay chief of Abbot a Bishop, and ex-chollard of French and German? Ach, och, they were all so sorgy for poor boyer Matt in his saltwater hat with the Aaron Crow,